League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
John and Raheel with Dell, ESPN 97.5.
JJ made it to the stadium to work out. And this was apparently a big story out there on Twitter. But JJ said, slow down, everybody. Okay?
Yeah. Everybody was, like, a lot of guys were there. It's at 3 o'clock when this happened. About 3 o'clock is when he started posting on Snapchat that he was there at the facilities because everything was closed. And this happened last year, too. Remember when Texans had some off-season programs going on and they said, hey, guys, just stay home. Well, yesterday was the same thing, but JJ, once the water kind of receded and he could get through, he went and worked out. And, of course, he posted on Snapchat. So there's a lot of grown-ass men following him on Snapchat. So they took screenshots of it, and they made a big story out of it. And Deadspin has had enough of JJ Watt. They're just like, enough, JJ. We know you work out. Like, are we really criticizing JJ for working out and posting about it? Like, that's how desperate we are for headlines regarding JJ?
Well, I think JJ has jumped the shark nationally. I do. I think that, you know, his goodness, his wholesomeness, and it's a little bit sickening for a lot of national writers. They're sick of JJ. He's jumped the shark with him. But JJ also tweeted out, stop making stories out of non-stories. A bunch of guys made it to work today, not just me. I'm not retiring. I'm single. Anything else? JJ is pissed.
Yeah, he's okay. Pissed.
Screw JJ.
Dude, wait, hold on. Here's the thing. You got grown-ass men who are following him on Snapchat, and he's posting about his life, and they're making stories about it. If you've had enough of JJ, don't follow him on Snapchat. It's easy. That's it. Don't follow him on Twitter. Don't follow him on Snapchat. You know what you're going to get.
Don't worry about that. That will never
happen to me either.
Yeah, but that's
people,
with you guys.
I mean, how many people does he have? Of course he's going to have men follow. And then, of course, whatever he does is going to be a story. He's JJ Watt. Okay? Stop making stories out of non-stories. Well, stop.
Stop taking pictures of the Kate Hudson.
Stop taking pictures every time you jump on boxes. Stop taking pictures every time you flex.
All of a sudden, he's done with the attention. He doesn't like attention anymore.
He cannot criticize for people making stories out of everything when he tweets about all of his goodness and great. He can't. He can't have it both ways. I mean, if people are sick of him, sorry, JJ, but it's kind of it's all too good.
He sounds like a Kardashian right now. Let me put everything out there. But when I don't like the story you're telling, now you guys need to back off. You sound like a Kardashian.
Yeah, but it's a weird cycle because these guys, these bloggers and, you know, national media guys, and sure, they're going to have to post about it because JJ posted on Snapchat or Instagram or Twitter or whatever. But, like, these guys are in his channels, right? Like, and JJ can put it out there. JJ is just doing – he's giving the fans an insight to his life. And whether it's funny, boring, whatever, that's a different discussion. But he's doing it. We ask athletes to do that, and that's kind of cool he's doing it. These guys are following him. And they're getting mad that they're getting stories about JJ. And, like, they're making it a story for no reason. It's just so ridiculous. It's not.
It's not ridiculous.
Why?
Because he puts himself all out there. You can't be pissed when it's all out there and people are criticizing you for it. You can't. When you put your whole life out there. And if you think it's only going to be women and kids that follow, you're wrong. And if you don't think news outlets are going to... By the way, yeah, you're right, Del. It's very Kardashian-like. You want all of this attention, you want all of this money, all this fame, and yet you don't want what comes along with it.
You know,
sorry,
cool,
that's part of the business.
This is John and Raheel with Del on ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
My name is Amanda. I work with women who are trying to quit smoking. And I have some tips for you in case you're pregnant or thinking about having a baby. First thing is, keep trying to quit. Or better yet, don't start smoking. It can cause premature birth, which can then increase the risk of your baby having developmental delays, problems with eyesight, breathing, and more. So don't give up. There are people like me who are here to support you, because I know what can happen if you don't quit. Your baby could be born 2 months early and weigh only 3 pounds. She could be in the NICU for almost a month. Put in an incubator and fed through a feeding tube that goes through her nose down into her little stomach. I know that because I smoked while I was pregnant. And that's what happened to my little baby. I quit. You can too.
Quit your way. Call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW or visit tobaccofreeflorida.com. Developed by CDC.